In this bulletin, Craig Kelly quits the Liberal Party. The federal government defends the new job seeker rate as appropriate during the post-pandemic recovery. And in AFL women's competition, Collingwood forward Alicia Newman says the club is improving the way it handles racism. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says the government will continue to function and won't be distracted by the resignation of Craig Kelly from the party. The resignation means the federal government is one seat short of the 76-seat majority in the House of Reps to pass contentious bills. The member for Hughes has been criticised during the pandemic for posting unproven alternative therapies for COVID-19 on social media. Mr. Morrison says he's accepted Mr. Kelly's resignation.
We had a discussion a couple of weeks ago, as you'll be aware. I set out some very clear standards, and he made some commitments that I expected to be followed through on. He no longer felt that he could meet those commitments, but I can tell you, my standards don't change.
Craig Kelly says he'll ensure supply in the lower house and vote with the government on policies. He says he plans to run at the next election and doesn't have any plans at this stage to join another party like the Nationals or One Nation. Scott Morrison has defended the $25 weekly increase to the JobSeeker unemployment benefit, saying it's appropriate as Australia recovers from the pandemic and returns to a more normal environment. 1.95 million unemployed Australians will receive the increase from April 1 after the expiry of the coronavirus supplement. Social Services Minister Anne Rustin says the change is the single biggest increase in unemployment benefits since 1986.
Certainly, there can be no doubt that this is the single largest extension or measure that we've put in place for those 1.95 million Australians who currently are on working age payments. And we've made sure that in doing this that we have balanced their support, incentive to work, and making sure that we have a sustainable welfare system into the future, so that not only today but into the future we'll have a system that can support people who need it.
Employment Minister Michaelia Cash says the increase is expected to be paired with stricter mutual obligation requirements.
We're also going to increase the number of job searches a job seeker does per month. We will progressively move that to 15 job searches a month, and then as of the 1st of July, 20 job searches a month, which is what it was before the pandemic hit. We will also, after 6 months of being on welfare, require people to enter into an intensive training stage.
Treasurer Josh Frydenberg says Facebook will restore Australian news pages online in the coming days. Last week, the platform shut down news content in response to planned media bargaining laws, forcing tech giants to pay for content. Mr. Frydenberg has indicated Facebook plans to revive news material soon, and the government will make further changes to the bargaining code. A new community case of COVID-19 has been detected in Auckland. Authorities believe it's connected to the cluster that sent the city into a snap lockdown last week. The individual goes to the same high school as a previous positive case. Director General of Health, Dr. Ashley Bloomfield, says all staff and students are being asked to be retested as a result.
As we have said, we had anticipated there could be more cases from this outbreak. The virus tends to have a long tail. Remembering we are now day 13 since the original school exposure event, which was the 10th of February, when our case A was the only day they were at school.
In the AFL women's competition, Collingwood forward Alicia Newman says the Magpies are doing better in addressing racism following the findings of the Do Better report. The review caused massive upheaval within the AFL, with the resignation of long-term chairman Eddie Maguire after it found systemic racism existed. Newman has been behind a push for her team to wear the Free the Flag t-shirts during the pre-game warm-up, which is a movement for the Aboriginal flag to be made free of copyright restrictions that currently limit its use. Speaking at the launch of this weekend's inaugural Indigenous Round, Newman says she's pleased with the support she's received.
The Free the Flag, I guess, is something that's really significant, and I think the impact that it had with the AFL men last year just raised conversation, and wearing a T-shirt like that, I think, is something really, I guess, powerful. And I wanted to drive that with the club, especially with the Do Better report as well. I think that it just goes to show that the club's really behind it. And when I guess, came to the club with that, they were super supportive, as well as the AFL, and wearing that.
There are 19 Indigenous players on the AFLW list, making up 5% of the players. Tomorrow's weather now: Perth, sunny and 32. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 23. Melbourne, similar conditions, 21. Partly cloudy in Hobart, 21. Canberra, partly cloudy, 22. A few showers in Wollongong, 21. Sydney, similar, 25. Newcastle, a shower or two, 24. Brisbane, showers, 28. Cairns, partly cloudy, 33. And Darwin, showers and a possible storm, and 30 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.